question from Puri Ashish Kumar Prabhu. How do we differentiate between our intelligence guiding us or the mind in the mode of goodness? Answer. We don't have to become paralyzed by this kind of analysis. In general, the broad principle is that we try to act according to principles given in scripture and principles that are based on morality and using our common sense. Now, in general, when the mind is in the mode of goodness, then basically it cooperates with the intelligence. So that's why the two act almost as if they are one unit. In general, the mind is the agitated by the lower modes. And then if we have some sort of higher sense which says that, okay, this is not the way I should be acting, then that indicates that that is the intelligence acting. Now, when the intelligence acts at that particular time, there is an inner tug of war between the intelligence and the mind, the intelligence which is asking us to do something short term, something foolish, and the mind which is the intelligence which wants us to do something wise, and the mind which wants us to do something foolish. So ultimately, all that we from our outside perspective can know is that there are conflicting voices within me. One voice is talking about my good interests and the other is talking about harming me or about asking me to do things that will eventually harm me. So that's how we identify one voice to be the intelligence and the other voice to be the mind. But when the mind is in the mode of goodness, then both voices, the voice of the mind and the goodness and the intelligence, act as one. So at that point, we don't really need to differentiate between the two. Now, our purpose in trying to look within is not just to just merely ontologically identify that this is this, this is this, this is this. In fact, actually speaking, the way we differentiate between mind, intelligence and false ego, look, all of them are subtle, is by their functionality. Otherwise, if we don't consider the functionality from the ontological point of view, ontological means existential point of view, there is just no way we can know what is what. And we will become, as I started by starting, said in the starting, we will become paralyzed by analysis if we just go into that kind of analysis. So primarily, we know that there are voices within us, and what we need to do is, we need to identify which voice is talking about my good and which voice is talking for my harm. And once I identify that, or once I find out, okay, that actually both voices are talking for my good only, then there is no need for us to really go about this is my voice and goodness, this is the mind and this is the intelligence. When the mind and intelligence become aligned, so Krishna, for example, he uses the word manmana, fix the mind on me. So some places he differentiates that buddhayastadatmanastannishthastatparayanaha. So say this here in 5.17, he differentiates between the buddhi, tad buddhayas, and intelligence, tadatmanas. Buddhi is intelligence and atmanas, Prabhupada explains over here, is the mind. So, but towards the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna directly says manmana bhava. He doesn't differentiate. He says mad buddhi bhava. Well, earlier when he is talking about how this 18.65 is there, and again 9.34 is there, manmana is there. Now elsewhere in 12.8, Krishna says my some many other places, Krishna in 8.7 for example says Mai Arpita Mano Buddhi. Again 12th chapter is the same thing. So sometimes Krishna will refer to mind and intelligence separately, and sometimes he will in a generic sense refer to the subtle faculty of our being in a by one term, and that one term is the mind. So in this case what Krishna is telling is make your subtle body into a one voice, and let that one voice, that one force, one energy become focused on me. So if in our case the mind and intelligence are fixing the, are seeking the same thing, then there is no need for us to try to struggle to differentiate between the two. Thank you.